Brighton Festival 2018.
A show all about the perils of talking in your sleep and sleepwalking is on at the Brighthelm Centre. Elephant and Castle is a show with it's got lots of laughs, it's funny, it's got poignant songs, and it's also got a darker side to it. It's been put together by Tom Adams and Lillian Henley based on their real life marriage and Tom's nocturnal ramblings, and they both join us now. Thanks for coming on Radio Reverb.
Hello, nice to be here.
You can assure me you're actually wide awake, aren't you, Tom?
Yeah, I'm awake now. Yeah, I walked here completely conscious.
Good. So you've been sleepwalking and sleep talking all your life. Tell us about your condition.
Yeah, I have been. I've got slow wave sleep parasomnia, and that is the time of our sleep, slow wave. They call it slow wave because it's when our brainwave activity is very slowed down when we're sleeping. So I tend to do it every night at 1 a.m. most nights. I'm getting my deepest sleep. And it's basically kind of when I first met Lily about 10 years ago, she told me that I slept talked quite a lot. And then on and on with our relationship, you know, over the years, she's told me all the things I've done, and I got this app, really good app for my iPhone. You can put it by your bed and it picks up everything that you speak about, and you talk in your sleep completely unconscious. And I think that's why I wanted to make the show, because I felt like it was a moment of complete and utter, I've got no idea what I'm doing or what I'm saying. So there's kind of that real, you know, it's kind of a, what is that?
It's a train crash of thought, really.
Yeah,
isn't
exactly.
It?
Yeah.
Something's just sprung to mind. Have you got an Alexa in your house? Because I would to think what could happen overnight.
I probably don't want to get
one. You could order or any sort of thing.
I know. Order loads of.
Well, cats.
I did say in my sleep once, can I have a potato? And so I'd probably get up, you know, one potato through the post.
Well, yeah, anyway.
That's a good idea. We should add that into the show.
So the show does feature recordings of your ramblings. You're very sweary in your sleep. Are you sweary in real life?
Not that much. No, I'm not really that sweary, you know, as much as the next person, really. But
good, because it's live radio and you're not allowed to
swear.
Yeah,
exactly. I wouldn't know. I wouldn't dream of it. But in my sleep, I'm quite either scared, I'm sweary, aggressive, sometimes towards Lily, sometimes towards an invisible person. I sat up in bed and shouted, no, 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 go away, you know, and swearing loads. So, and Lily was quite scared by this, I reckon Lil was. It's a funny condition. I'm on the scale of it, I'm not as bad as some people. We interviewed some people who really suffer from night terrors, mm-hmm. and they are really affecting their sleep, and we, you know, they were kind of, yeah, had to go to a special sleep hospital and be watched and analysed with the whole brain things on their head. So it is a fascinating subject, I think, and really young science, sleep, and there's so much poetry to it as well, and what we do at night when we're unconscious.
Sure. Yeah. And Lillian, I was wondering then what impact it had on you, because what happened when you first realised that Tom was a sleep talker and a sleepwalker? You had a whirlwind courtship, so you didn't know each other kind of all that well, I guess.
No, that's true. I think from the first time that we actually shared a bed, it happened and it was quite a violent utterance, and it was, he did sit up in the bed and was quite aggressive, and it did surprise me and it did shock me to the point where I thought, oh, this is quite dark, who is this person, because in the daytime he's really lovely. And so we spoke about it, and it became something that I don't think Tom was entirely aware of, how adventurous perhaps his sleep utterances are. And then of course the sleepwalking started to increase. I'm not entirely sure why, but we did do some research about potentially if he's in a new environment, and we realised it happens a lot when we stay in other places. So obviously we're in Brighton in a new place.
Uh-oh.
All right, 3 a.m. along the seafront. If you see a man not wearing very much wandering around, it could well be Tom Adams.
Shouting and demanding potatoes and kittens and swearing at you, yeah.
But luckily, it is in our case, it is quite minor, but I think the thing that is the slightly more worrying side is whether it will increase with age, or I don't think the scientists necessarily know what it is exactly, but if you have a different kind of parasomnia that actually is when you act out your dreams, so that's in REM sleep, that's actually when it is more worrying. We did some research, and we were told by the sleep doctor, Dr. Ian Smith, that there is potentially a link with Parkinson's. So obviously that's quite a worrying thing.
Well, I was going to say we were laughing about you, you know, potentially waking in the night and wandering around Brighton. But you know, there's a serious side to this, and there's a serious side to the show. And we both sort of laughed and heard the words of the sleep doctor, I think, in the show.
Yeah.
So how frightening is it? I mean, and how strange is it to make people laugh about your condition? Is that helpful to you?
Yeah, I love making people laugh and try and do it any way I can, really. So this seems to be the best, kind of the newest way I can do it, really. I really enjoy hearing other people's sleep talking stories and sleep walking stories, and I think it is a funny thing. It's I think it's because it's so we don't know what it is, really. We kind of, our natural response is maybe to laugh at it. And it is this, like you said, it is a kind of an avalanche of thoughts. It's a kind of, I heard a description, it's like hot off the griddle. It's this kind of really, it's so fresh, and it's, there's no filter whatsoever. And we're, you know, constantly filtering all our thoughts. This is the one time we're not filtering our thoughts or our actions. But like with sleepwalking, I've woken up in the shower, things like that, or I've chucked my duvet out of the window. And so I'm just doing basic things that I would do during the day, or I don't know what I was doing when I chucked my duvet out the window, but that's all really strange, but yeah.
But it is a really good point, because I think that's one of the things why we wanted to explore the theme of sleepwalking in the show, because I think for us, we're aware that it's something that is quite contained, and it hasn't become... I think when we inquired about it, well, is Tom a danger to himself? Mm. And I think there's times when I think, well, he did walk into a door. So, yes, in that scenario, yes, he was a danger to himself. But luckily, he did it in a way that, of course, if it was in another scenario and there's an element of danger that I think is the unknown, and we're not quite sure what he is capable of. But in our history of being together, it's been fairly minor. So I feel like it's not an extreme case, although yes, there's always that not knowing what might happen. And we did in our research, we found scenarios of people who really, really do damage themselves and falling down the stairs, and which is a horrendous thing to find yourself, because you can really damage yourself. But you know, so I think we wanted to discover it and explore it and realise that this is a really, really delicate subject that actually, once you get past the sort of funny kind of side of it and you actually begin to kind of unpick it and realise that this is something that isn't able to be controlled because you're not aware of what's happening. So I think that's the thing that I think we find quite worrying to other people that do suffer from it, as well as at the moment, for us personally, it's controllable to extent where we feel like we're in a place where we... I think
like you know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Although when we did move, we did put our bedroom from a ground floor flat to three flights of stairs. And we thought, oh, this might be interesting. But for us, it's fairly predictable. And
it's inspirational for a musical. I think we should hear.
Well, yeah. So you're both musicians, and you've made the show very music led. So I think we ought to hear then one of your tracks. This is a Somnambulist. That's Somnambulist, taken from the show Elephant and Castle. We're talking to Tom Adams and Lillian Henley. Tom, one of my favourite songs in the show was one where you got into a very awkward situation with a work colleague when you were sharing a hotel room. Tell us a bit about that.
So it was, we'd only just met, really. We started this job. You tour around quite a lot and you stay in hotel rooms with different colleagues. And so this is the first night we'd shared a room together. And that first night... I do sleep naked generally.
Thankfully, you're not naked in the show.
No, I'm not naked now.
Know that.
Exactly.
No,
yeah.
You're not now.
Exactly. Yeah. Or that. You know. And all of that. You know. It's Brighton, but go. You know. Come on. So I was sleeping naked. Stupidly, I don't know why, because I was sharing a room. But we were kind of, you know, we're actors together. We were getting on. And then that night, I slept walked around the room, and completely unconscious, I got into his bed. And I straddled him, completely naked.
Oh, dear.
I know. And I kind of got back into bed. And then I woke up the next day and I felt really strange. And I felt like I'd done, something had happened. You know that feeling of like, something I've done. And I got like a vague, tiny memory. Because I probably woke up just a bit as I was, you know, straddling him at that point. I know. Naked, yes. As you would. There.
Oh,
I know.
Cringe.
I know, yeah. And then he... So that happened. And then I kind of... We didn't speak about it the next morning at all. We're getting on with rehearsals. And then the next day I did something. I straddled him again.
Gosh.
Completely naked. And then I think that morning I did say... Have I done something? Am I doing something in the night? I feel like it's either a really weird dream or I am actually doing this, but it feels real. And he went, no, you did. Yeah, you have been getting into bed with me. he's very kind of open and like, oh, great.
Just as well.
I know.
Could ruin a beautiful friendship.
Yeah, totally.
Or start another one.
I know. It was great, yeah. And he... so that was kind of... But all that week, I did. That was the first two nights I straddled him. Then the rest of the week, I was doing odd things, trying to climb out the window. And it was an odd room, I think. I don't know what was happening. But 6 months later, I was researching the show, and I called him up, just asking him can he tell me anything. And he just kind of opened up and sort of went, yeah, it was really weird.
You mean he remembered it?
He remembered it, I know. But he's very kind of cool about it all and all that. But that kind of opens up. It just opens up so many kind of areas, doesn't it, into kind of conduct, you know, with your professionals, things like that. You know, in today's, you know, climate, it's just kind of really fascinating, I think. Kind of, I don't know what I'm doing. I've got people have gotten off for murdering their family members because they were asleep, and that's cases in the past. It's just, there's a rich seam of...
Lillian is chewing her finger at that point. I think you're nervousness.
Wait a second. This is a good cover story.
I'm getting incriminated now on the radio. It's what I've done can be laughed off, you know, but also if you looked at it another way, you'd think, if I did that kind of consciously, you know, what would you say then? You know, so that's We kind of leave that to the audience's imagination, I like to, you know what I mean? Try and let them make up their own minds, not come down in either way. Just try and keep it, you know, keep it fun, entertaining.
Well, that's what I really liked about it, because it's got the comic moments, it's got the cringe-worthy moments, and then it's got those real darker sides, and it takes the audience on a little bit of a roller coaster ride. But it's a reasonably brief show, but it seems like it's a subject that's ripe for further study and myth-busting. I guess you're planning to expand it.
I definitely think so, yeah. We're really interested in the concept of sleep, especially being a married couple, like sort of like how we cope with that together. We're thinking about our next show being a show called Catnap, maybe like all about being a 20-minute sleep is a great way to kind of revive yourself. And we'd write some 20 minutes of music that people can sleep to. That's in the pipeline. But we'd like to explore sleepwalking and sleep talking. Maybe because it's a kind of gig theatre show, lots of, you know, we can maybe slot songs in and adapt them and make them more kind of angry if we want to. There's real scope. It's kind of, yeah, like you can just go boom, slot modular kind of style, slot any kind of songs in. Really.
A lot more to go, yeah. So that's Elephant and Castle at the Brightham Centre tonight, 7:30. Last night tonight, Tom Adams and Lillian Henley. And we know now that if we see a headline on the Brighton Argus saying naked man demanding potatoes on the seafront and swearing loudly, we know it's you.
Exactly.
Thanks very much for joining us on Radio Reverb.
Thank you
very much.
Cheers, thank you.
The Brighton Festival 2018. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival Hour.